This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, let's have a chat, shall we, with a writer and a podcaster who always brings the topics with him. And that would be one Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. With your help, because you sparked some of these columns, I think I've had two articles on MLN's front page every day for the past 3 days. So what it must be is a slow weekend there on the 4th of July.
Now, I just think that you probably are a very prolific writer.
Occasionally that might happen, too.
Yeah.
Speaking, now this one isn't mine. This is our friend A.W.R. Hawkins, who won't let this go. God bless him. Have you heard about the just everybody on the corner singing Kumbaya and Lori Lightfoot's Chicago? Because yeah. Gun control has finally delivered peace and art. No, I guess that's not what I saw in the news either. 13 people fatally shot out of 70 wounded over the 4th of July. On Thursday before the 4th, 32 people were shot in that one day alone. And yet, we have Democrats from coast to coast who are saying, we need more gun control. The more I look at that, Bill, I think that is a distraction. Hi, we need name anything. In fact, anything we would like to do to Republicans and to conservatives, to libertarians, anybody that but Democrats, because we failed and Lightfoot failed again. The people of Chicago paid the price.
Yeah, I mean, New York City, too. New York City had a lot of shootings going on. This was a very violent 4th of July weekend, only in certain places.
Chicago, New York, what do you want to bet? St. Louis.
Sure, St. Louis was in there, I'm sure. They can say what they want to say. I saw one guy get out there and try to say, well, violence is up in Republican-run cities as well, but okay, name one. Name one. It's like them saying, well, the Republicans are the ones wanting to defund the police. Name one.
I'll do this. Miami, and technically, I'll bet this is true. If we go year to year to year, 2018, 19, 20, 21, that violence has increased slightly. That's COVID. We're seeing it across the country,
right.
which actually makes your point that Miami, as culturally diverse as it comes, with as big drug problems as any place you can find, still is probably far less violent than Chicago.
Yep. I mean, it's I wonder how far that goes when they get out there and say, well, we need more gun control, like I've been telling you.
Well, that's what, hi, I failed, give me more of what I want. I go, wait a minute, I've had children at that age. I didn't give them what they wanted, we did very well. And when you brought up New York City, do you think that is why Governor Cuomo declared a gun violence disaster emergency?
Well, he's decided he's taken gun rights and gun violence, and he's turned that into a civil rights issue. As if somehow, he put out the specs. I mean, you know, he said most people dying due to gun violence are minorities. Now, he doesn't talk about who's killing, who's doing the killing, so therefore he's not IDing the neighborhoods because most of this is all happening in a gang enclave. But for the right. You know, he got out there and said, and white people don't die nearly as much. And they got a couple things going on right there. I'm waiting to see, because for one thing, they're out there playing this critical race theory thing where they say everything is a Caucasian's fault. So, and then they're saying, but white people don't die as often, so that must make them bad. So he's doing a bunch of stuff. He's doing a bunch of stuff. I'm watching all of this with not eagerly, but I'm watching it as it develops. And I, you know, go ahead and try to make it a civil rights thing. The biggest, fastest growing segment of gun buyers in the United States are black people, and I like it.
And urban women, right there with him.
Yeah,
I'm going to
guess
a lot of them black. One of the things Cuomo did is to say, oh, yeah, guns bad. Okay, share incident-level data from local police departments. I wonder if he's going to then try and claim that police departments are racist. The next thing was to create an Office of Gun Violent Prevention. We know where the hotspots are. It was fascinating to hear and I think Cam Edwards covered this, some New York Times columnists who said, yes, those white people out in Staten Island, they own so many guns compared to the Bronx, but the rate of crime is 20% of the Bronx. So if gun owners cause crime, they're failing horribly, even on Staten Island. The other thing that Cuomo said was, here's about $140 million on intervention, prevention, jobs programs. Oh, you mean kickbacks to your local community activists. Then a New York State Police Gun Trafficking Interdiction Unit. Remember where he was sending people all up and down the Eastern Seaboard to try and bait people to sell guns?
Yeah.
More of that. I don't see he didn't fund prosecutors to put violent people in jail. That's what I think he needs.
Well, they probably have a Soros prosecutor in New York City.
Oh, so you think that even if, it's not a matter of money, it's a matter of ideology.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of things. It's a lot of different things. I wonder where they got the money to fund the cops to go do this. I thought we were defunding the police in New York. They were systemically racist.
Well, after a violent weekend, I think he's afraid of the New York Post saying, Bill, you failed.
Well, that's pretty evident.
Mean he succeeded.
That's pretty evident.
Well, but you need a scapegoat. Oh, it's all you. Let me think. See, can't be white. White.
Now you talk, and we got about a minute here, so let me throw this in here real quick. You're talking about that $140 million he's throwing at stuff. You know, Bloomberg inadvertently stopped crime in one area throwing money at it. He did it in some suburb of New Orleans, and the money that he threw into an area was a business investment, and crime went down because jobs went up. Economic opportunity went up. And if they actually did that within these inner cities and created a little economic opportunity, I'm sure they would see the crime go down, too. I'm almost certain there's no little boys.
We'll talk about that when we come back. We have to, because you hit it right on the head, Bill. You're right.
Go ahead and tell everybody how to find you real quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. It's picked up by Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, Second Call Defense, and I get to write the Armed Citizen column on Amalant.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. We were just talking about the, I don't know if we would call this hypocrisy or just deflection or anything. The New York City mayor, New York State governor and the Chicago City mayor, they're out there blaming everything except their own policy, which is, you know, is what's in place. I mean,
you and I are going to name the elephant in the room.
Sure.
When you tell millions of people, I'm sorry, factor of 100 off wrong, 100 million people to stay home because of COVID.
Right.
You have all kinds of economic barriers in place. They can't start a company in their home. You put them on unemployment. Just being isolated like that leads to depression. Being poor like that means they're going to go make money some way. Many of them turn to selling drugs on the street. Middle-sized drug gangs found themselves now selling a franchise. And violent crime explodes in our failed Democrat cities. Repeat, lather, and rinse. And it's not gun owners that are the problem. When you make employment impossible in so many Democrat cities, people turn to selling drugs. It's horrible.
Well, I mean, one day when we achieve warp speed and the Vulcans come down and we join the Federation, money will no longer be a thing. Or at least it doesn't seem to be when I'm watching those flicks.
I'm over there with the Ferengi going, you know, Latinum always talks.
But until that day comes, I mean, you know, the system that's in place is the system that's in place. And, you know, I looked at a lot of the stuff they were trying to do during the lockdown with COVID-19 as a way to try to get us off. You know, they did it with the little stimulus checks that they were sending out and everything. And if they could still be doing that, they would keep us home.
I sort of
looked at that as a sort of a Cloward and Piven with a surgical mask.
Right. Well, you know our mutual friend, Rob Young,
psychiatrist
in New York. I spoke to him because, and I think you and I had talked about this article that said, we've looked at mass murderers. You saw them on the news, the ones who survived when they were being tried, and they looked crazy. You were right. Now, most of them die or are killed as during their mass murder event. Some of them survive. Of 30 that they found, it was like all but two had some mental, very pronounced mental illness, schizophrenia, manic depressive. I'm not talking about mild anxiety. No, these guys were out there. And then they went and looked at earlier ones and where they had medical records, look at those. Obviously, the data is less clear, but in many cases, they were untreated crazy people. Well, good grief. We know that if you have any mental illness at all, adding drug addiction, either alcohol or street corner pharmaceuticals, makes you much more violent. It's a dangerous brew.
Yeah. And I'll just bet you this. If any other place you were going, if you said crazy people, they would get you, they would come at you and say you're stigmatizing these people, and they would do everything they could except actually address what you just put out there. Because they'll do anything they can to deflect. And they try to do it with language. You know? They try to do it with language. So getting out there, and you do have to be a crazy person to kill people.
Right.
For that to be part of your job description. Unless you're a soldier in combat, or a police officer having to defend society, very few people have that as a job description.
Right.
And the ones that get out there and do it just for the thrills, well.
Oh, man. They are. Yes. Colonel David Grossman has told us time and time again, it's hard to kill people. You and I, thank goodness, anybody with the trace of a conscience screwed on finds it hard to kill someone else. That's great. And despite Hollywood, that's exactly what our neighbors show us. Except for crazy professors who go, yeah, you know, I dream of shooting a revolver at some white man.
No, she's a psychiatrist. Wow. She's a crazy person who's a psychiatrist. She should be able to heal herself.
When we come back, we have a non-crazy person. South Carolina Rep. Nancy Mace. Did you talk about her already?
I have not. I haven't had the good captain on in the show in quite some time. I'm glad she finally made it. She ran for a number of different offices before she finally got there. But she's an ex-military member. I do not. She's a captain too. I don't know what her. I don't remember what her component was. But
right.
As far as being a gun carrier, I have no compunctions about her carrying a gun. And they came after. They came down on her.
Why?
They came down on her because they went after their house. They got close enough to her house to face it and do a bunch of other stuff. And, you know, somebody that's willing to do that, they're just a few steps away.
So
yes.
Either from hurting her family or seeing heaven. We'll talk about that when we come back. Shall I tell them how to find me?
Absolutely. Please do so.
All right. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Comes out once a week. I get to co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's one of Paul Lathrop's many endeavors. Again, once a week. My blog goes up at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing is carried at Clash Daily. It's carried at the Daily Surge. And now, our mutual friend, Sean Maloney, picked me up on Second Call Defense. I write the Armed Citizen column. That's picked up, again, once a week on Ammoland. Bill, I feel very lucky to be here with you as well.
Very good, sir. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is engaging in expert-level talks with Russian officials over a recent uptick in ransomware attacks. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters a National Security Council meeting centered on ransomware will take place next week. In the latest ransomware attack, the criminals are demanding $70 million in cryptocurrency in exchange for a software key that would unscramble all affected machines. Regarding the $70 million ransom demand, Fred Vicola is the CEO of Casella.
Someone said this is the largest attack in history. I mean, it is nothing like that, but it has my name on it, it has our company's name on it, and, you know, we're embarrassed and we're doing everything we can to fix it.
The Pentagon announcing more than 90% of troops and equipment have been withdrawn from Afghanistan. USA Radio News. At least 150 people were shot dead following a violent 4th of July weekend. The Gun Violence Archive says there were more than 400 shootings reported in major cities across the United States. In Chicago, 83 people were shot. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says the court system needs to keep offenders off the streets and give them real consequences.
The outcome of a safer weekend is the criminal justice system, which includes the courts. So if the courts are continuing to release violent people we arrest, the outcomes of our strategy are less effective than they could be.
Britney Spears is stepping away from the stage and entering into retirement. At least that's according to her longtime manager, Larry Rudolph. Multiple reports say Rudolph recently submitted his letter of resignation to Spears' personal conservator, Jody Montgomery, and her father, Jamie Spears. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, and we're going in a... I forgot which direction we're going in. Does Second Call Defense now have a blog up there? They're publishing stories now?
They have a blog, and Sean liked my articles. I said, hey, man, go ahead. They're yours. Take them. Go with them. I appreciate that. Yeah. He gives me credit for it.
Sure.
The captain, God bless her, Nancy Mace, now Representative Mace, said something I thought was very interesting. As she was, even before she was elected, as she was running, she was getting death threats. And that's when she got her concealed carry permit. Now that, and she carries at home, now that some people vandalized her home, and that really ticked her off. So now she's carrying all the time where she can. I don't think she can carry in D.C. She has to go reapply, get a new permit, register her firearm.
I don't know what the details are on carrying in D.C. for these Doesn't Lauren Boebert, doesn't she carry in D.C.?
But I think she had to go get her D.C. permit.
Okay.
D.C. has reciprocity with a nobody.
the hub of the free world, reciprocity with nobody.
Well, Bill, And for this, I will, until the day I die, blame Congressman Paul Ryan from Wisconsin. All these congressmen who might have had special privileges when they were legislators back in their own state come to D.C., and they have to apply for a permit if they want to carry.
Sure.
Wouldn't that have been just a tremendous incentive to pass national reciprocity?
I would have thought Alexandria would have been a tremendous impetus to pass national reciprocity. I mean, I don't know if these guys are strutting around going, well, you know, we are the leaders of the free world. We're invulnerable. Yeah, okay.
Not so much.
Not well, not against a Bernie, bro.
Yeah.
Not against a Bernie, bro. And, I mean, at the same time, they are still in the middle. They've just convened another commission to look at the unarmed insurrection.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I wonder if we're going to find out how many FBI informants were in the front row.
There's no telling. I mean, it's this whole thing reeks. It reeks. Yeah. And the rest of these the people of Congress need to understand one thing. They're just people. They're nothing special. And because of that, because of their public persona, in the name of, you know, in the interest of their own self-preservation, most of them should be carrying a gun. Chuck Schumer does.
Right.
Chuck Schumer does.
Right. Yeah.
Whenever I talk to Gene DeSantis, he'll tell me, if you look real close at his coat, you'll see his shoulder holster.
Yeah.
So.
Above it must be nice to be above the law. Now, wasn't Nancy trying to impose fines on one of the Congress critters who set off a metal detector?
Yeah. And then she also wanted to set off fines on the ones that tried to go around the metal detectors and all this other stuff. I mean, they can play the game all they want to. They are just regular people. They're not doing anything special. If the astronauts of the 60s, they did special stuff.
Right.
The Congress critters of 2021, they're not doing anything special. As a matter of fact, what they're doing is an actual, they're regressing.
Well, I think, Bill, it was just, you know, somebody just, boy, I wish you and I could get together over drinks more often because this is something I would love to hash out with you. That job is supposed to be simple. When someone goes, oh, no, we need to have people of this immense financial background, I go, then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You're doing it wrong. Yeah. Those are supposed to be the shopkeepers and bakers, the butchers, the farmers who bring their knowledge of the problems in their community and say, oh, if it's this hard, we ought not to do it. It's really not the government's job.
Well, I do have one.
Talk to me.
AOC is a bartender.
Well, we had a restaurant owner out of Colorado.
Yep.
We have a retired military, your friend Mace. I want
Burgess Owens.
I want more like, yeah, yes. I want more like that and less like Nancy.
Yeah, me too. I'll be glad to see Nancy Pelosi. This is what it boils down to, as far as all that's concerned. They can get out there. I look at what happened with the McCluskeys and what's happened with Rittenhouse. And
right.
They're out there, on the one hand, trying to dissuade regular people from using armed defense. They're trying to take away guns from all law-abiding people. They know they can't take them away from the lawbreakers because, you know, they can plead their fifth. So, you know, they're not getting them from those. So they're coming after us. They're cutting back on the police. They're wanting to do all this stuff, and, it's quite a transparent thing. I mean, I don't understand why they don't see it.
the media would never say Democrats failed and are coming up with excuses. You won't hear them admit that. Just like, for example, you know, I saw that Chipman's wife retired from the BATFE. Someone said, you know, we're finding more and more emails that have her in there on these old Fast and Furious scandals. And I'm going, oh, that may be why she wants to be gone. Maybe if she stayed in place, that evidence could be FOIA'd. And with her gone, maybe he can say, I know nothing I don't recall.
Well, you know, they try to hide as much stuff behind, put it under stuff to where that can't be FOIA'd either. But like that thing that just popped out that Lee Williams published the other day. All this stuff.
Oh, where?
Yes.
Where somebody in the BATV had leaked the communications to him?
Yeah.
Then, you know, let's talk about that when we come back.
We can certainly do that. Tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host the Polite Society podcast with Paul Lathrop and several others. I'm not alone. My blog's at slowfacts.wordpress.com, about 1,900 articles there to keep you busy for an afternoon. That writing's picked up. It's carried at Clash Daily, at the Daily Surge, and at Second Call Defense. A lot of it ends up on Ammo Land Shooting Sports News. At Ammo Land is where I get to write the Armed Citizen column once a week, though.
All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Bill, still got Rob?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, times have changed. You and I remember when it was hard to for somebody to blow the whistle. I mean, they made a movie about it. When somebody in the Nixon administration wanted to talk to the people at the Washington Post, all the president's men. Okay, there are leaks through all kinds of government agencies. We know about how Kamala's a terror show in the vice president's office. We're getting leaks from inside CNN. We're getting leaks from inside CBS, from inside Fox News. We have anchors quitting saying, this isn't the news. I'm not here to sell propaganda. I was here to tell the truth, to communicate it the best way I know how. And that's not this job anymore. I'm not doing it. And we have people inside the ATF, like a memo goes out, hey, guys, phone call. You're not, I assume, processing enough of these, not just background checks, but 4473, what am I thinking of? When you want to get a FFL, a restricted firearm, and it's right. Taking 9 months, and congressmen are calling, hey, how come it's so long? I'm sure there are metrics to process them, and then the inside person who's on that call leaks that information, in many cases, to people that, Bill, you and I know. And then, being smart lawyers, they ask a question to which they already know the answer. Hey, ATF, how are you doing at processing these NFA restricted item applications? It seems to be taking a long time. Oh, we had a conference call on that. We can't tell you. And he goes, what do you mean you can't tell me? By the way, then they run multiple requests to different parts of the BATFE, and they get different answers.
Right.
Fascinating. Lying is a really hard job. I'm not good at it. Won't even try. And I wonder if that may be why Shipman's wife retired. If I can get out of here, maybe that will bury some of my sins in the Fast and Furious scandal.
Uh, I think what they're looking at with Chipman is they realized how much of an uphill climb that was going to be. I mean, dude was getting paid by the Giffords till recently. Right. He probably still is getting paid by the Giffords. And,
as a lobbyist.
As a lobbyist, yeah. And, I mean, that's... If that actually happens, if he actually gets confirmed, the door that that opens up, I hope the left is happy with that.
Because now we can nominate the president of the NRA.
When it's Senator, or excuse me, President DeSantis,
mm-hmm.
and he's out there, he could go up there and say, "Excuse me, Darren," because I think Chipman looks like the third Darren from Bewitched.
Okay,
he can say,
right.
"Excuse me, Darren, you're fired. I'm demanding this. I'm the president. You serve at my convenience or at my leisure, my pleasure, whatever it is, and you're out. And I'm going to, I'm going to put in Rob Morse as the head of the ATF.
I was thinking Larry Pratt, but fine.
Larry's too old to do it now. Maybe Eric.
All right. Okay.
Eric Pratt, Alan Gottlieb, Alan West, although Alan West wants to be
Alan's
the governor.
Alan's now running for governor.
Yeah, and, for governor of California, or Texas.
Stephen Sambalia,
yeah. Any of those, and the left, they just don't get what goes on. It's sort of the same dynamic that they set up with immigration sanctuary cities and marijuana.
Right.
Legalized
right.
marijuana, now that we've got Second Amendment sanctuaries, they're out there going, well, you got to uphold federal law, because we got the supremacy clause.
Right.
They want to have this double standard, and I mean, they can want all they like. That's not the way it's going to work out.
If they create that precedent, actually, as much as I do like Stephen, I'm going to nominate Alan, but that's okay. Alan Beck, just... Sorry, that's the West Coast. I don't want them to be left out.
Yes.
Now, talk about everything you and I've said on the internet is forever. And given the Wayback Machine, I haven't used it on Twitter. I don't know. But Darren, as you call him, David Chipman, deleted 90% of his tweets after he'd taken his Twitter account private.
Yeah.
So.
Such a different time we live in now. Hey, Chipman, we're going to consider you for the ATF. Well, I better go delete my Twitter account now.
Right.
Better go look at my Facebook.
Here's what's true. Given the Wayback Machines that are out there, I use several every day, that material will come out, and Senator Cruz will say, Mr. Chipman, I've noticed there's some inconsistencies in what you're telling us now, because Ted Cruz has a memory that will not stop.
Yeah,
he wrote it.
Yeah.
He'll read it, and he'll remember it, and he'll embarrass you with it.
Yeah, he will.
What were they thinking?
I don't know. I don't know what any of these guys are ever thinking. I don't. I really don't. When they get out there and they say some of the things they say and come up with some of the positions they come up with. I remember when they had the Safe Hearing Act, remember? When they were trying to get suppressors taken off the NFA. And then all of a sudden... We had to have suppressors stay on the NFA list because that way, if you're in the middle of a mass shooting, you'll hear which way the rounds are coming from if you don't have a silencer on it.
Boy, there are some people who've never been in a gunfight.
No, and that's the thing. Whenever it's like watching somebody just floating leisurely in a nice flat pool of water, and then they see this one thing happen, which is going to upset their apple cart, and they become a flailing, drowning, completely losing all reason. And that just Those things just, I would say they crack me up if they didn't make me angry. It makes me angry, some of the positions they make and think that they can get away with.
Like David Chipman's comment that if you use hate speech online, the feds should come and confiscate your guns. You think Ted Cruz will bring that one up? Ooh.
Well, I mean, that's fine. Let's go ahead.
That was published by the BBC. How are you going to bury that one, Davey? Or Darren, as you call him.
I just think he looks like... Did you not think he looks like what the logical third Darren would be?
I just think we date ourselves so horribly when we say that.
That's all right. We're talking about stuff that was cool back in the day that you youngins don't know anything about. And that's fine. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. It comes out once a week. It's supposed to be a little snack food for your pocket, 20 minutes long. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That'll run an hour and a half. Hope you have got a long drive ahead. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The writing's picked up and carried at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, Second Call Defense, and Ammo Land. Ammo Land's also where I write the Armed Citizen column once a week. And once a week, Bill, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Mine. Pleasure is mine. Thank you very much for joining me. We have hour number three inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.